Hello, welcome to VSpeaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. I'm your host, Lisa Burwell, and I am sitting here with the lovely Alexis Miller, who is the president of the CAA and director of events at Alice Beach, the beautiful Gulfside, gorgeous community, new urbanism community. Yes. Welcome, Alexis.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Very excited to be here.
I know, I'm excited to have you. So tell us all about everything that you have going on pre-COVID, during COVID, and after. Because when you're in events and you have any sort of delays, cancellation, weather problems, it makes the life of a person in events difficult.
Very stressful, yes. Well, we were going into before COVID. We had, in 2020, we had just finished our 9th annual 30A Wine Festival. That was the last event that we got to host. And it was beautiful and gorgeous. We had to do the grand tasting, bourbon, beer, and butts. We have 28 vintners that come in, all different barbecuers from across the country. And then pretty much right after that, we got shut down. We were, did 1 week of spring break events where we host movies and concert nights and kid activities, tie a t-shirt and stuff with the Seaside Repertory Theater. And then we were pretty much just
furloughed.
Well, we were not furloughed, thankfully.
Yes.
Alice Beach did not furlough any of their employees during the shutdown, which is just amazing. It's an amazing company to work for. But we were no more events could happen. So we spent a lot of time readjusting, just like everyone else did. We did some craft kits that people could buy for their kids to have fun activities. We did, tie a t-shirt, your own tie a t-shirt craft kits that you could do in your house. We did 4th of July kits where you had little face paintings you could do, Uncle Sam hats you could create, really cute things like that. And then we started offering some in-home experiences, whiskey tasting, wine tasting, bourbon tastings, cocktail making classes, anything that you could think of that you could do with groups of 10 in your own home that you're renting at or your house that you own at Alice Beach.
So everyone had to get very clever
and
resourceful. And so those sound like great resourceful ideas.
Pivot was the word for event planners in 2020.
That was the word, for sure. So I think it's amazing how beautiful Alice Beach is, but also we were saying right before we started the interview, what an amazing company that Alice Beach is, that they kept all of their employees and were so stood by them and were so good to them. And you all do such an amazing job at Alice. How could they lose you?
Yes, I think they realize that the staff makes the community just as much as the buildings, the amenities. The employees are part of it, part of the culture, part of the spirit. And so if you lose them, it would be really hard to get it all back.
Truly, truly would. So you did have an event recently.
Yes.
Was that your very first event?
Well, we've done some smaller weddings. We have, at Alice Beach, we've kind of stayed in phase two. So we have very strict guidelines of 50-person events, trying to social distance people, make people feel comfortable, even though we're in a world of COVID. So we hosted our 10th annual 30A Wine Festival, but we called it Intermezzo as a little break. We're going to do our big 10-year, hopefully next year for 2022. But we hosted 11 50-people events in 4 days.
Wow.
So it was really fun for us because we did some of the similar things. Like we did a small bourbon, beer, and butts. We did some wine dinners. We did a smaller rosé and croquet. But we also got to add things that we never thought about before. We did a tequila dinner where you got to taste the tequila neat, but then you got to make it with cocktails. We did a gospel brunch, which everybody was just raving about. So it was a lot more logistics, but it was beautiful. And I think everyone that came really enjoyed every event they went to.
Well, the pictures that I saw were absolutely magnificent.
Thank you.
The design and the decor, with all the red. What was the decor?
Well, we are so lucky because we work with a company called Fisher's Flowers, and I am a very logistical-minded person, and Grove, who is the owner of Fisher's Flowers, is a very creative mind. So together, we just build this beautiful event that just comes to life. I kind of go in there and I say, I really want to do this like Asian feeling lunch in Papilio Park. I want to do this tequila dinner in Central Park. And she really takes it and runs with it.
Wow,
And it just works out so well. And we got to really showcase some of our pocket parks at Alice Beach that most people don't know about.
Right. Beautiful. So, so beautiful. And I know that everybody that got to go, the 50 people that got to go to 11 events must have felt very special, did they?
They did. They, we did little takeaways for every event that was specific to the event, So for the gospel brunch, we did homemade Bloody Mary mix with a little airplane bottle of vodka that they got to take home. We did a wine dinner that was in the Fire Pit Park, and it was called like Cozy Up with Scale Wine Group, and we gave them little blankets to go home with. So everything that we did that was, you know, thought out and detailed and created, and it was a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now your next event at Alice?
We are going to be hosting a drive-through digital graffiti. For those of you that don't know, this will be our 14th year, and every year we do a digital arts festival at Alice Beach. Alice Beach is an all-white stuccoed community, so it's the perfect backdrop for the artwork. So artists from all over the world submit their work, and we showcase it on the walls. This year is going to be different because normally you get to walk around and be more immersed in the art, but this year we're going to do a drive-through that we still think it's going to be fun for everyone to still get to see the art and be out and have something to experience.
Right. So how many cars are you going to limit that to?
It's going to be 200 a night, and they're going to be in 20-minute segments. So that way you're not everyone's piling in at the same time.
Okay. And will there be food on the side like
there
used to
be? There will be food on the side that people can order while they're in the waiting line. Okay. And those tickets go on sale to the public on March 15th.
All right. How much are they?
They are $80 a car.
All right. Well, we'll have to definitely promote that for sure. And then we're going to do a collab with you with V and Alice, the pre-party.
Yes.
But talk about this. This is fun. You talk about
yes.
this.
Well, so this is y'all's theme, so I want you to chime in too. But we are going to host we always do an award show, award party with V Magazine. And it's always immaculately put together. It is beautiful every time we do it. And this year we're doing Trey Chic. As a dance party.
And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be different, but like I think when we were meeting, I think instead of an event, we're calling it a show.
Yes.
So people can come to our show and they can be in the show all around the globe.
Yes.
And I'm also very excited that we're able to do some of what we were intending to do last year during COVID when we get Modern Interiors to bring their beautiful vendor, Vendome furniture in with all the spectacular grooviness that has to offer.
And these Vendome furniture goes so well with DG because DG is digital graffiti, because it's light up and it's white and it just feels like Alice and it feels like digital graffiti. So it is the perfect mesh perfect mesh of furniture with the event.
Right. So, and basically now we're going to make a set instead of basically, you know, make the event. But it's all the same and it's all good. And so everyone needs to come to our show.
Yes. You can do it online.
It's online.
Virtually come to the show.
Let's dance it away. Bye. I love it. I love it.
So that's going to be on the Saturday.
And that's really, 1 hour.
1 hour.
Just 1 hour.
Yes. And we're really looking forward to it. And we'll announce the winners there. And we'll also show some drone shots of DG as a whole. So that way, you know, people that aren't there
can
really
be there,
experience DG from home.
Right. That's so great. So when were you installed as the president at the CAA? Was it right during COVID?
It was September of 2020.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a perfect person for that.
Thank you.
Position.
It's been really fun because again, you know, a lot of charities and a lot of foundations, they really collect their money based off of events. So for us, we've had to transfer, for the CAA, we've had to transfer to virtual events as well. You know, Alice Beach did some virtual things, but the Cultural Arts Alliance has really taken that up a whole notch with their Art on Demand series that we actually get to partner with as Alice Beach. You know, so you can catch that. They're doing different segments each I think they launch them on Thursdays, and they're just various things. Like we just finished an art of how to boil crawfish with me as the crawfish master, which is really fun.
Oh, are you a master?
I wouldn't call myself a master.
But you're good?
But I do love to boil and eat crawfish.
Oh, all right.
So we had a good time doing that, and it's, you know, they've done art of spirits, art of wine. We did an art of croquet to really kind of do rosé and croquet with our homeowners. And then they've done some things based off of different artworks, some sculpture stuff. We did an architecture tour with Marianne. So it's been really cool to see, you know, people get to sit in their house and still experience the arts.
And then are you collecting donations to perpetuate?
We are.
Okay. So
if you want to donate, you can go to theculturaartsalliance.com and you can donate. And you can also watch some of the back films because this is our second season of doing the Art on Demand.
So exciting.
Yeah. The CAA has done a lot of things for the artists as a whole as well. You know, we've done $90,000 of grant dollars of grant money to artists during COVID, which has been incredible to see.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That is pretty great.
Yes, we've enjoyed it.
Right. And then did you just mention that there's the art installation underwater?
Yes. So they just launched or deployed, the third installation of UMA, which is the underwater museum. It's right off of Grayton Beach. And so I believe there was seven to nine sculptures that went down. So that was really exciting.
So have you been down to see them?
I went on the first deployment, but I do not scuba dive, so I have not actually gotten to go down there and see them. But Walt Hartley, who...
he took the videos.
Yeah, he took the videos, and he's awesome.
Yeah,
so
he is.
It's amazing. And then we're also working, the CA just got a grant from the St. Joe Foundation to build a monarch sculpture trail. So that is in the works, and hopefully that will be up and running in 2021, at the end of 2021, 2022.
That's so exciting. So what do you see as an event planner for all that you're doing right now? Do you think that the world's going to open up? Like, do you see something on the horizon that looks like we're getting back to some sort of a normal life?
I do. I feel like, more states are opening back up. We didn't really have that here in Florida, but more states are opening back up. I don't think that for a while we'll ever have 5,000 people events, even if it's outside. I just think that's a little risky. I just think it's hard. It's a hard capacity to handle right now. But I do think that people managing smaller events and smaller time frames will really, I think that is going to come back in full fold
right.
really soon.
Right. So how long have you been at Alice?
7 years in May.
Okay. And were you in event planning prior to?
I was not. I used to help some wedding planners on 30A, but I worked at a company called Judith March.
Oh, you did work
for
Judith March.
Yes, that was one of my first jobs. I worked for LaVia Bell, and then I worked for Judith March.
Okay.
And then I got my job with Alice, and it was just supposed to be a very, hourly, as-needed position. And 3 years into my job, I became the director of events. So
wow.
I think Alice Beach is a great showcase of how people, they take talent and they rise them up.
Right.
They like to hire, promote from within. So it's been a really fun ride.
Well, that's great. Amazing. They got a great person in you.
Thank you.
For sure. Tell us a little bit more about what I think might have been a really sad event that to lose this year, probably more than anything, was the CAA Songwriters Series.
Yes.
Okay, so that was heartbreaking.
Yes.
Because that was also was this the 11th year?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the 11th year. And yeah, it was a tough call to make. We really went round and round on how can we do this safely. Jennifer Steele and Russell Carter, who were the producers of the event, went to different drive-ins, they really did their research on how can we do this but still raise money, because at the end of the day, the event is there to raise money for the Cultural Arts Alliance to put it back into the county, to put it back into artists' hands. So how can we still raise money and with this event and do it safely? And we just don't have the capacity here to have a drive-in, to have the pods. The numbers didn't work out, unfortunately, but they did a lot of research and a lot of spinning their wheels on how they can make it work. But at the end of the day, it was the safety of the volunteers, the safety of the artists, the safety of the guests that are coming. So it was hard. It was heart-crushing, but I think they also did a really great job on that video that they shared.
They did.
For everyone to see. And if you can still go online and order that video as well.
Yes.
And they did a nice commemorative book of the
last 10 years.
Yes, which is lovely.
Good. Well, next year they'll probably have a big splash, right?
Yes. That's.
Did you start planning that already?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah.
Russell
probably
is on it.
I'm sure. That's really good. So what else can you tell us about what your experience was like last year during COVID? Like, you stayed home for a while, right?
Yes. My team worked from home. We still pretty much work a lot from home. We kind of realized that we can have a better balance of working from home and going to the office as needed. A lot of our work is pre-planning. So we are emailing, calling, lining up vendors, doing logistics, making BEOs, which are banquet event orders, emailing maintenance, housekeeping, food and beverage. So we can do a lot of that from our house, which is nice.
Right.
And then we go up to actually set the event up and meet with people in person, but with masks on. but it's been for us, it was a change at first, you know, but once we kind of, because we kind of missed everybody, you know, you miss that camaraderie of like walking down the office and talking to people.
Right.
You know, you're now in your house by yourself or with your dogs who don't talk back. But I think we're all kind of in that groove now of making the work from home and the going into the office work. So we're enjoying it a little bit more.
Wow. The other day when we were out at Alice Beach, did you tell me something like you did 400 events or something like that last year?
We do 150 events a year. And that includes, we do internal events, we do weddings, we host, you know, 3 or 4 different signature weekend events. You know, we do a Sinfonia event, 4th of July concerts, you know, you name it. We pretty much do it. We do 5K.
I said 400, but 140 can feel like 400, right?
And we have a team of 4, and we all get along really well. Our team is so close. It's not even funny. Yeah. I think we're best friends more so than we're coworkers. Well, like when they call me their boss, I'm like, am I your boss? That just sounds weird.
Right.
So it's a great camaraderie. And it's a great team. And I'm very lucky to have them. And we just all respect each other. And we all know that we're all there to help each other.
Right.
If you get bogged down over here, someone's going to help you pick up the slack.
Right.
Which is great.
Yes, that's so great. So what events are you going to have coming up, like for Sinfonia, for example? Did you normally do the Memorial Day weekend?
We did, and we're not going to do Memorial Day, but we're thinking about doing it for Labor Day instead. So we're trying to kind of push everything back a little bit, because I really believe that people will start getting vaccinated, you know, in May, and then hopefully by summertime we can start doing some of our smaller, like, movies, concerts, kind of bringing those back just a little bit at a time and then gradually moving forward. But we are going to, fingers crossed, in 2021, introduce a brand new event called Alice Beach Crafted. We, in 2019, we started this Firkinfet event where it's a bunch of different brewers, and they all came together, and they all have little firkins, which are small little kegs, and no one knows what the beer tastes like until you tap it, not even the brewers. So it was really fun because you get to put all different ingredients in there, and then you tap them, and then everyone gets to try them, and it was really exciting. Uh-huh. So we're going to make that the Friday event, and then we're going to do a cocktail grand tasting and seminars on Saturday. And we're also going to do like a maker's market to where, you know, we're going to have really high-end artisans come and kind of be in the amphitheater and be able to sell their product.
That's so cool. When is that again?
That's going to be October 1st and 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds very exciting. And then you're still doing lots of weddings, right?
We're not doing as many weddings, but we do have weddings in the fall on the horizon.
All right. So great. So the Beach Club, that just opened, right?
Yes, it opened March 1st.
Okay. So I've seen pictures.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And I drove by it after we met last week, and it looks like a fortress. It is so big.
It is huge.
Does it feel big inside?
It feels cozy inside.
Okay. It is gorgeous.
Because of the way that they have really kind of layered it out. You know, it's 3 stories, and each story has its own kind of story to it, if you would say. You know, you have the lunch downstairs with all those chaise lounges where you can kind of hang out with your family, and then upstairs you have a lounge area, and then you have the dining room and the sunset terrace where you can come and have a cocktail and watch the sunset. You know, so that I think they've laid it out to where you just feel homey in there.
Right. Wow. And it's just for homeowners.
So it's just for homeowners.
Alice Beach has definitely always been an elite community, but I would actually say that in the last year, when I've seen, you know, the Beach Club coming on board and just everything, I mean, it's, let's just say it's upped its game even more than before, and it is like la creme de la creme.
It is.
Right?
And we just broke ground on some golf front condos.
Oh, really?
Which are going to be incredible.
Okay.
So they're really...
Yeah, it is just spectacular.
It is. And what's crazy is that, you know, I'll go in once a week, you know, sometimes when I'm a little bit slower, and just driving around, everything is new. A new lot's been cleared. A new house is going up.
Yeah, the Citizen just opened.
The Citizen just, oh my
and
God,
that's
the Citizen.
It's like the rage of everything.
It is.
Right?
The Citizen is amazing.
It
if you
is
have
amazing.
Not gone to the Citizen, go and go fast. It is incredible.
Lunch, now lunch and dinner.
Yes, lunch is open and dinner, and they have the most beautiful cocktail menu, wine menu, food menu. I mean, you will not be disappointed.
That's amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. You are just a ball of energy, and that is why you are good at what you do.
Thank you. I love my job.
And beautiful.
I love what I do.
Well, thank you, Alexis, so much for being here.
Thank you.